This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul of faith. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Give me a call. And don't worry if it's not something I'm talking about, because I don't care. You can just throw anything out at me. It doesn't matter. Give me a call. All right. In a speech on the Senate floor Tuesday, Minority Leader Chuckie Schumer declared that the early theme defining President Donald Trump's administration was incompetence leading to chaos. Just keep thinking that, buddy. Just keep thinking that. It's amazing how poorly done so many things have been that have come out of the White House in the first 2 weeks, the New York Democrat said. A few hours later, during a CNN town hall, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi of California said Trump's selection of Judge Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court was bad if you breathe air, drink water, eat food, or take medicine. And in the wake of Trump's abrupt firing of the nation's acting attorney general, Representative Keith Ellison of Minnesota, candidate for the Democrat Party chairman, rushed so quickly to vilify the president, he left out a word in his merciless statement. By all accounts, this is looking like a failed presidency, he said. So they continue to freak out. But isn't there a danger that if Democrats protest everything with a hair on fire outrage, will anybody really care? If they cry wolf every 12 hours, will anybody really care? Instead of putting up and presenting an alternative vision, they end up looking simply like the party of outrage. And again, does anybody really care? Today marks the 14th day of the Trump presidency. It's been exactly 2 weeks. The Democrat Party, let's be honest here, they have lost horribly. Not just the presidency, the Senate, the House, state legislatures, governorships. I could go on. So, for them to constantly be outraged, I think you just lose your effectiveness because you become the boy that cried wolf and nobody pays attention to you any longer. So, if you want to be the party of outrage, then by all means do it, but I just think that you're doing yourselves a disservice. Case in point. Bret Easton Ellis. He's the writer that wrote American Psycho and Less Than Zero. He's a big lib. But he said, look, I didn't vote for Trump, and I'm just saying the hysteria is bothering me a lot more than the reality of what he's doing. He said, I don't really know what the path to power is with protest. It's done. This is what we are. If you want to protest, protest. Protest the DNC. Protest Hillary. Protest whatever. But what you're protesting here is an elected president. He said, I think the protest is aiding the divisiveness. The social media is aiding this. Certainly, celebrity culture is aiding this. And he said, criticizing former President Barack Obama's administration for carrying out deportations, the writer added, it's all about image and how people are swayed by surfaces, and Trump disgusts people. They see this big orange lump, angry, big, puffy face, and it really is quite a different step from the celebrity hepcat glamour of Obama. All right. He added, celebrities such as Meryl Streep commenting on politics was hashtag why Trump won. He said, people love celebrities. I love celebrities. I'm obsessed with celebrities. I've written books about celebrities, so I love that celebrity culture exists. But when celebrities become these kind of strident political advisors wagging their figure, people really don't buy it. It did not help Hillary Clinton by having all this mountain of celebrities on her side. Rejection, rejection, he says. He added, it happened. He was elected. He's our president. He's moving very quickly. It's bothering a lot of people. He's doing what he said he would do. He is elected. I do think there's been an overreaction to what's going on. But that's just the endemic nature of our culture. He gets it. He gets it. Why is it that the Democrat Party don't get it? And why is it that most of these celebrities don't get it? Again, you're making it easy for me here. You're making it easy for me to basically boycott you. But there's not a day that goes by that some celebrity or somebody or some company comes out and helps me with my decision. I told you last week I was thinking to myself, okay, what's the difference between Lyft and Uber? Let me think. And then lo and behold, I get this goofy email from Lyft telling me that we support diversity and basically trashing Donald Trump. And then I find out that the guy that owns Uber is a Trump supporter, even though he had to just step down from the presidential advisory committee. Because, of course, I'm sure he's probably facing major backlash, and he doesn't want his company boycotted. But here's the thing. You know, and I've said this over and over again. It's like, for instance, Super Bowl's this weekend. So I'm hearing that Lady Gaga is going to give a political... not a speech, but she's going to make a statement. Okay, Lady Gaga's going to make a statement about inclusiveness and blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know what? I don't like Lady Gaga now. I mean, it's like, I don't understand this. Why you think that everybody agrees with you. I realize people don't agree with me. I get it. I get it. Look, Donald Trump won. He's the president. It's been 2 weeks now. The world is not ending. In fact, Donald Trump is doing exactly what he said he was going to do. So if you didn't like it, you should have voted against him. But you didn't. And I guess those celebrity endorsements really didn't... do anything. The people don't care. We'll be right back.
You made my soul burning fire. getting to be my one desire.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violin, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman, I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man, I'm too hot. Say my name, you know who I am, I'm too hot. And my band about that money, break it down. Girls hit you, hallelujah. Girl,
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. I know we had a couple callers last segment. I'm sorry we didn't get to you, but please give us a call back when you get a chance. And I appreciate your patience, and I will try to get you on. We're going to go right to the phones. I've got Chris calling from Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Chris, how are you? Thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it, and thanks for listening.
Hey, what's going on, man? You're doing a great
what's
job, as usual, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can I run through a few points real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
Take it up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm listening to this stuff on the news about how they're talking about, you know, and there's many different subjects pertaining to this, but they're saying that, we'll look at Obamacare, and, you know, Trump just doesn't have a plan in place, and it's like, you know, it's like they're a bunch of school rotten kids that can't get their Big Mac quick enough. It's like, are you serious? Dude, Trump is the president. Chill. He's going to be president for the next 4 years, but, I mean, even people on our side, they're just, like, acting like idiots in that respect. It's like, relax, you know? That's my point there. And I was just wondering about you personally, Ed, kind of a personal question. You got such a great show. I mean, is this show paying your bills, man?
I bet Chris,
other people want to know that, too.
Chris, that's a great, great, great question. You know what?
Rent, man, because you're doing a service to the community, a great service.
Well, I appreciate that, Chris. Unfortunately, talk radio, unless you're a big baller like Rush or Sean or Howard Stern, then, you know, I'm not making the big bucks that I should be making. And that's the truth.
God bless you, brother.
But I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that. But, you know, it's like...
Keep it up, man. I'm going to keep listening, and you're going to break through, man.
I appreciate that. Listen, I've told somebody this before. I've made the analogy. It's like I'm a walk-on, and I'm trying to walk on to an NBA team, and there's only 12 spots on an NBA team. And that's pretty much what it's like doing what I do. Okay? So I'll give you an analogy.
All right, we'll move to the next point.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I had a question about Facebook. From the last question you just answered, you do your own likes on Facebook. Because I see you're liking my stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude. I do all my own stuff on Facebook. It's funny you mention that because I'd gone to like a family reunion or something. This is recently. Somebody says to me, do you do your own stuff there? And I go, they were like, I didn't think you did your own stuff. I'm like, oh yeah, I do. I do it all. I kind of have to, cause I just don't understand people that go out and get social media people, you know, to do it for them. Like really all I got to do is push a little button here. And it's like, so the stuff that, just so you know, the stuff that I post is stuff that I'm reading and that I want to get out to my peeps, man. So,
well, that's
so,
cool, man, because we're Facebook friends, and I see you like my stuff. Like, the posted yesterday that I will never, ever buy a cup of coffee from Starbucks ever again, and I absolutely mean that. And so, I saw you like that, so...
Yeah, Chris, and it's funny because like I just had this conversation with my neighbor today. They're making it easy for us, right? To differentiate.
Exactly.
It's like every day, you know, you go, I go, oh, okay, Judd Apatow,
thank you, tech
okay,
enemy, tech friend,
thanks,
tech
right,
enemy, tech friend,
right, right. Right, exactly. Like, oh, okay, I get it. Audi, okay, no. Budweiser, you're out. Starbucks, you're out. Lyft, you're out. I mean, it's just, they make it so easy now. So
let's explore
it's awesome.
That point. Explore that point just a little bit and say, like, the conclusion I came to was, if I'm a business owner and I know that half the public is on one side, half the public's on the other side, I'm not going to talk about politics.
Right.
I want to sell coffee.
It's insane.
I want to sell coffee to Hillary supporters. and I want to sell coffee to Trump supporters or whatever I'm selling, right? How stupid
exactly.
Is that?
I just
they get up in their ivory towers and they think they're special or something, I guess.
I think you hit on something. I think what it is they really do believe that everybody thinks just like them, and that this whole thing, this Trump thing, is just like an anomaly or something. And they just
and that's stupid. That's absolutely
I agree.
Stupidity, because it's the facts are there. So anyway, and
yeah.
I just want to say real quick that I noticed that I have two more quick points. One is that I noticed on Facebook that a whole lot of people are dipping their toe into the fight that normally wouldn't or who normally would freak out. And they don't post that. The helicopters will arrive above the house. And but now it's like once people are dipping their toes, it looks like there's a little Facebook civil war going on, man, which is good, I guess. I think it could be a good thing because I think what it's going to do is because you've got a whole lot of people out there that just don't know what the hell they're talking about in a nutshell. And
yes.
They're getting shut down by people that sort of have a clue. So I just want to make that point. I know it's an undercurrent.
No, it's okay. You're absolutely right. It's funny because, you know, a lot of people have said, well, you know, I don't want to watch. This is months ago during the election. People said, oh, you know, I don't think it's good to post politics on Facebook. I'm like, well, what's the whole point of Facebook then? You know, because that's all I do on Facebook, dude.
All right. I have one last point. And, you know, we won with Trump and, the thing is, I think what we're seeing now is that we're really not going to win anymore. Oh, we may win tomorrow, but what we're going to see is watching them start to lose. And that's what I wanted to say. A whole lot of losing for the losers.
There's a whole lot of losing and a whole lot of whining, a whole lot of crying.
Anyway, thanks for letting me say my piece, man.
All right, well, Chris, thank you. That was good stuff. You had a lot saved up there, so feel free to call me anytime, buddy.
I will. I'll call you back.
All right, brother. Bye. All right, take care. Have a good weekend. Go Patriots. Yeah, see? Now I've never really been a big Patriots fan, you know? And now it's like I have to root for Tom Brady, right? Because Tom Brady, you know, the liberal media is telling me that Tom Brady must disavow Trump. Really? Okay, check. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with the solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Shining a spotlight on the media minions, the Edward Woodson Show.
Hey, kids, hey, you can get all the spotlights in something that you know to change the weather. But a kettle of fire is calm tonight, so stick around.
Welcome back to the show, 877-317-6432. USA Today sports columnist says that New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady deserves to get some tough questions on President Trump as his team prepares for the Super Bowl. Tom Brady no longer gets a pass on his friendship with Donald Trump, wrote Nancy R. Moore, a veteran sports writer. Not after this weekend, when the country boiled over in rage and indignation at Trump's decision to turn America's back on refugees. R. Moore said the 39-year-old quarterback, who did not campaign with Trump, cannot dismiss his friendship with Trump when he answers questions about the press. Answers questions from the press leading up to Sunday's game against the Atlanta Falcons. It's only now, when he's facing questions and criticisms, that he thinks the friendship should be off limits. But it doesn't work that way. If you stake out a position, you need to own it. Or if you've had a change of heart, explain why, R. Moore wrote. The columnist conceded that she doesn't know if Brady is aligned with Trump's perspective or policies, but says he should disavow them regardless. Brady might not agree with Trump's views or his policies, but in refusing to publicly disavow Trump's actions, Brady is giving tacit endorsement to both Trump and the chaos he has created, she argued. Okay, here's the deal. Why does he have to disavow Trump? You notice how there's this whole movement, and I talked about this before. There's this whole deal now where everybody's after Trump. Okay, you got the mainstream media after Trump. And now this is seeped into now sports. Okay? Now, I got to tell you, I've always been a Redskin fan. I'm from D.C. Yeah, I went to school in Boston, but, you know, I've kind of had a passing, you know, I don't like or dislike the Patriots. It's not that big of a deal to me. However, let me just say this. Now, I got to tell you, I want the Patriots to win. You know why? Because now there's this whole movement afoot by the mainstream media to basically disavow the Patriots and disavow Tom Brady. In fact, what you're seeing now is a story, news story after news story after news story about Tom Brady. And I just, it makes me actually want New England to win. I've got Mike Karolchek on the phone. Mike, how are you?
What's going on, buddy?
What's happening, bro? Did my sound engineer not call you, bro?
No. Then AJ said, "Hey, did you go on with Edward?" I said, "No, nobody's called me." So then he didn't remember to call you.
Well, I'm glad you called. So then, because I was anyway. Doesn't matter. You know what? I've never really cared either way about Tom Brady or the Patriots. I mean, look, I acknowledge that that Tom Brady is a great quarterback. I mean, the guy won three Super Bowls before he was 25. Okay, so in my book, he's the man. Okay, but I've always been a Redskin fan. I'm from DC. I'm an NFC East guy. Okay, that being said, all this stuff about Tom Brady now. And how, this USA Today sports columnist saying that, Brady must disavow Trump. And you're seeing now with the league and Lady Gaga and all this stuff, it's turning out to be, there was even a piece in the in the New York Times about this. It's turning out to be, the media is against now, Tom Brady because he likes Trump. I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Well, you know what's crazy is I find it, first off, I'm like you. I think Tom Brady's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, but I never really had any hard connection with him. You know, again, a great quarterback, but now I'm feeling sympathy and rooting for Tom Brady because he represents, and this is weird to say this, the everyman who's successful. Because there's a lot of anger with Obama fomented 8 years ago if you're a successful white man in this country. People have to hate your guts. If you're a successful white man who has a hot girl, people are really going to hate your guts. And so look at Tom Brady. He represents exactly what Donald Trump is. Super successful, the best in the field, a super hot wife. He's got the supermodel of the world in Giselle. And now they're attacking him because how dare he be friends with Trump for 20 years and not throw him over the coals. None of these female journalists from ESPN either have called out any of these other men that were sexual offenders, 33% in the NFL, by the way, have criminal records. They haven't called out any of those guys who have sexual offenders. They haven't called out any of the guys that are Black Lives Matter supporters. They're going after him because he's friends with Donald Trump and wore a Trump hat. I mean, it's crazy.
I mean, look, let's talk about Ray Rice, okay? Who got Ray Rice got a two-game suspension. A two-game suspension. I mean, there's a video of him dragging his girlfriend out of an elevator or like a sack of potatoes, okay? a two-game suspension. I mean, and you know what? I got to tell you. I was just having this conversation with my neighbor because my neighbor is a big Packers fan, okay? So, you know, he was really rooting for the Packers to win. And Atlanta beats them, so he kind of was like, okay, you know, I'm going to go for the NFC team. And I was telling him about all this going on. And he's like, I don't really like Brady, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of haters that hate Brady. And I'm like, And I explained the whole deal to him. I'm like, dude, you got to root for them. So finally he's like, you know what? You're right. I got to root for them. I mean, again, you know, like, since my team's not in it, hey, you know, it's like, okay, it's the Super Bowl, right? Big deal. I mean, when your team's not in it, it's no big deal. But now it's gotten to the point where, like, all these, whenever I see any company or anybody, you know, going against Trump, and I just, and whether it's Starbucks or you know, any of these people, I go, oh, okay, now I get it, and now I don't like you, and you're done. Right?
Edward, you hit the nail on the head with all these other people. I mean, start off with the Uber guy, because he gets a little pressure. Well, I can't be on the board advisor. I don't agree with his policies. Now I never want to drive an Uber again.
Oh, no, let me just tell you, no, it's actually, no, the Uber guy, well, let me just tell you this, Lyft, they sent out all these emails to everybody saying that, you know, we're for diversity, blah, 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 right. Uber actually they were picking up people at JFK, okay, and so then they had backlash, and then the guy, the guy you're referring to that was sitting on the Trump advisory board, because of the pressure I'm sure he was facing, he stepped down. But he's still a Trump guy. Okay, the Uber guy.
Yeah, but you got to stand up though. And all these guys are being wishy washy, and the left champions the Starbucks guy. And if you're listening, by the way, okay, and you've ever smoked a joint, or you have ever supported marijuana being legal, how do you drink Starbucks? The number one contributor to the Alec Foundation. Write the minimum sentencing laws before he came out and said he supports refugees and hiring more refugees instead of our veterans. This group, Starbucks, has been the number one scourge, okay, to stick people in prison, put them behind bars for actually having a joint. And I gotta tell you,
hey, Mike, do me a favor. Can you hold on? And I want to carry you over to the next segment here. Can you just hold on? We gotta take a break.
Absolutely.
All right, great. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show. ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Show 877-317-6432. People hate Tom Brady for the same reason that they hate Trump. Tom Brady makes more money than you do, married a supermodel, and is playing for his fifth Super Bowl ring this week. This is all about jealousy. Here to discuss, Michael Karolchek. He's the CEO of Spartacus Strategies. He's a leading libertarian activist, a health guru, and a sports analyst. Mike, you and I have talked about this before, and this jealousy is rearing its ugly head now this week.
Well, Edward, it's pretty simple. If you're with the Falcons, you're with Lady Gaga. You're with the okay, and think about it. Atlanta is the hub of urban people, okay, right?
Urban people.
The largest African-American population concentrated. It's also the home of the most wealthy African-American community, which, by the way, nobody ever calls them out. Nobody ever calls them out for being, and no one's jealous of them. But if you're a successful white person in this country, and you have a hot girl, you're going to be hated. Especially if you have an L after your name in Republican or Libertarian. So if you're with the Falcons, you are with those people I just mentioned, Meryl Streep, Hollywood, Robert De Niro, who, by the way, Robert De Niro, if you're listening, you're not a tough guy. You play a tough guy. You're a midget. I've seen you at your restaurant. You couldn't beat up a woman that was in a wheelchair, and you act like you're a tough guy. I'm tired of these people, Edward. And those are who you're with. If you're with Tom Brady, you're with the deplorables, the people that can't be standing by these liberals. You're with the person that likes to say America's great. And you're with people that want to see these writers be thrown in jail and roughed up on the way to the paddy wagon. That's who you're with.
And look, also, Mike, I got to tell you, this comes down to human sexuality. Okay, this is very, very simple. Trump is, and I've said this many times, Trump's an alpha male. Okay, he exists in a world of beta males, and so these beta males cannot handle the fact that you have now an alpha male that's in the White House, and so they're jealous. This is all about jealousy. This is bottom line. They hate Trump for the same reason they hate Tom Brady. Really, it really comes down to envy and jealousy. I've always said everything is sixth grade, dude. Right? Everything. We never get out of junior high, bro.
So, you know, here's the thing, Edward, we're not even discussing. The owner of the Falcons, okay, is one of the most politically correct people in the world. He's also the gentleman that got rid of Michael Vick because he has so much backlash from the dog group, so Michael Vick went on to the Eagles. And he's somebody that represents, you know, many politically correct causes, going against Kraft, who is a conservative firebrand, and who hates Tom Brady. And who hates Kraft right now, because they used to be friends, is who? Roger Goodall. Roger Goodall, who sanctioned Lady Gaga in the NFL office, which, by the way, was my best friend and roommate for 4 years, one of the lawyers. And guess what? I don't agree with him on a thing. He's a diehard liberal. That whole office is a bunch of Brown University, Columbia University idiots who share one brain. I went to school with them, and they think you, Edward, and myself and Trump people are disgusting idiots. How'd you even get to school? That's how they believe. So Roger Goodall, do you think Roger Goodall wants the Patriots win? That means he has to go to game one in the NFL with 30 Secret Service agents protecting him against the crowd. So everybody's against the Patriots.
Well, not only that, I don't know if you know this, Mike, but he hasn't attended any of the Patriots games this year at all, and he would actually have to give the Lombardi Trophy to Robert Kraft and stand up there on that podium, and I got to tell you, the irony of that is, to me, delicious. I can't wait to see that. So, you know, look, now this has become now political, this game. And and I'm sure that Lady Gaga is going to make some kind of political statement, because she's already signaled that she's going to do that. And then, you know, you've got, of course, the Bill O'Reilly interview. This is turning out to be basically us against them. And that's what it is.
The only thing that could be better for this game is if somehow the NFL could allow Colin Kaepernick to be the quarterback for the Falcons. Then it would be, right? We would pay $50 to watch it, okay? Let's do it. Bring it on. And that's where we are, because you just said it's political now. How can you not watch this game? You talked about your friend, how can you not root for this game and say, I want to stick it to Lady Gaga? Because, again, you said it too. We all know Lady Gaga is about the meat dress. Lady Gaga is about the nude urine on the Catholic images like Madonna she borrowed from. She always makes a statement with her music. And guess what? It's going to be that bad because she's a Hillary supporter, went after the Trump Towers the day after the election. So we're going to be seeing this rubbed in our faces. And on the other thing going on, all the Hollywood people, the Michael Moores or anything, constantly twittering, I hope Brady goes down and all this stuff. So you folks, this might be the highest rated Super Bowl. And I can't even believe I'm going to say this. I'm like the biggest Tom Brady fan. And I never, as a Steelers fan, I used to hate Tom Brady.
Dude, I swear I'm the same way. Now, all of a sudden, and again, this goes back to all these, you know, you mentioned Starbucks. You mentioned Howard Schultz. All these people, like, when you go out and you make statements and pronouncements politically, I just don't understand how it is that you're going to alienate half of your client base. Why would you do that, dude? I don't even get it. Like, you know, Anheuser-Busch, Audi, all these people. I'm done. I'm done with you.
Up until 2 years ago, when there was finally enough outrage, when they were trying to throw the Duck Dynasty guys off the show, the minister, finally, conservatives got together and learned how to play the game. And how the game is what? Is to organize these protests and say you're a boycott the goods, and finally that gets the networks to listen to you and the product people to listen to you. That's the only way. And we are so conservatives have jobs. Libertarians have jobs. Okay, we're not in college. We're not sitting around on our butts. So it's hard for us to get active. But we're finally seeing that now with social media. It's a little bit easier to get active as opposed to putting in some, you know, legwork or handwork. That's the only way we're to get these people. I don't drink at Starbucks. If you come to any of my gyms, I make you pour your Starbucks in another cup. You will not come in with that symbol of slavery, because why? 80% of the products are made in prisons. 80%. It's slave labor. And if you smoke any kind of marijuana, take an edible, well, then how can you go with the company that gives $35 million a year to Alec to write the minimum sentence involved so they can have prisoners make their products? You're a son. Okay. If you're a black person, you're a real joke.
All right, Mike, listen, we got like 30 seconds left. Can you name me one Lady Gaga song, Mike?
Yeah, Poker Player. And you know why that was a decent song? Her ex-boyfriend, who wrote her whole first album, wrote that music. Since then, she's gone like her shirtless outfit that she wore to Yankee Stadium trying to get an Alex Rodriguez pants. It's gone downhill, Lady Gaga. So,
well,
there it is.
Well, Michael, you're a better man than I, because I could not, if you had a gun to my head right now, I could not name one Lady Gaga song, dude. So.
Poker face, ass. Come on, poker face.
Oh, yeah. Dude, she sucks. I mean, come on. She's a Madonna retread, okay? There's nothing original about her. There's nothing shocking about her. Come on.
And she's gross. I was at the Yankee game when she made a fool of herself at that day at clubhouse seats and got to go behind in the Yankees clubhouse, and she was wearing a bra. Besides that, gross. So that's all I got to say about Lady Gaga.
All right, I got to run, Mike. Hey, thanks for coming on the show, Michael Krolchek. Check him out. No Chubbies. You still got that one on Twitter?
No Chubbies. And Sparta Strategies Instagram, or go to our articles on the Classic Daily, our daily post.
All right, brother. Michael Krolchek. We'll be right back. The madness, the mayhem, and yes, the manhood return when we come back.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.